Paris, France. And it is time to move on to Talking Earth. And you can find the playlist on KBOO.FM under Program Schedule under A Different Nature. And all this that we played tonight will be there. Thanks again for listening, and stay tuned for Talking Earth.
Shahid Hamid, KBOO board member. As we embark upon a new year, the World Arts Foundation and KBOO want to continue to honor the life and legacy of the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. On Monday, January the 15th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., the World Arts Foundation presents its 33rd consecutive tribute to this great American hero and advocate for peace, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Monday, January the 15th, at the Highland Christian Center, speakers, African drumming, and a variety of musical performances, also broadcast live here on KBOO Radio. A tribute to the life and legacy of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Where do we go from here? As people, as family, as community. Monday, January 15th at 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Highland Christian Center, 7600 Northeast Gleason. Keep alive the dream.
Join KBOO Community Radio on Saturday, January 20th at the Oregon Historical Society as we celebrate our 50th anniversary with the exhibit 50 Years of KBOO. Along with the exhibit, we'll have speakers, entertainment, and an opportunity for you to record your own stories, experiences, and memories of KBOO Community Radio. That's 50 Years of KBOO, Saturday, January 20th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Oregon Historical Society, 1200 Southwest Park Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at 50yearsofkboo.fm.
Thank you. listening KBO Portland, 90.7 on your FM dial. You're listening to Talking Earth. My name is Patrick Picard. The Talking Earth, this program, was made possible by KBOO members and support from True West, presenting Railroad Earth, returning to Portland for a performance on Saturday, January 13th at the Roseland Theater, 21 and over. Whiskey Shivers opens at 8 p.m. You can find tickets for this January 13th Railroad Earth show at roselandpdx.com. Again, the tickets are available at roselandpdx.com. And now that we have started our show proper, I'm here in the studio with two local poets that I had the good fortune to see read not that long ago. About now, I'm spacing out. I've been forgetting everything today. But I think it was, it felt like a kind of a wintry day, but maybe I was wrong. Might have been October.
Sounds about right.
And I can't remember anything, so.
And Ross Robbins is a poet and painter based in Portland, Oregon. His previous publications include I Want to Say How I Feel and Be Done With It Forever from Bone Tax Press, 2013. All in Black Blood, My Love Went Writing, Two Plum Press, 2014. A little too many P's there. And in late 2017, Two Plum Press will release the three EPs.
Well, that's actually going to come out early February.
You're calling
Minor
me a liar.
Delay.
I'm a liar.
Well, I wrote the bio, so I suppose I'm
a liar.
I'm the liar.
Three EPs is a collection comprised of three sections excerpted from three different full-length manuscripts.
It's true.
His poem, that part is true. His poems have appeared in many lovely journals, including Hobart's The Nervous Breakdown, The Fanzine, and Forklift Ohio. I can't pronounce that.
Assaracus.
Assaracus. Wow.
Yeah.
You were the founder of Bone Tax Press and Bone Tax Reading Series.
It's true. We're bringing it back, too.
And you can find Ross Robbins online at rossrobbinspoetry.tumblr.com or inkno.com/Ross Robbins.
Thank you for having me.
And my other guest tonight is Nathan Wade Carter. Nathan Wade Carter is a queer gray A poet, musician, and artist living in Portland, Oregon, obviously, since we're both, well, that's not obvious. I'm sorry. Talking Earth occasionally has non-Portland Oregon poets. We do expand horizons geographically as well as other ways. His poetry can and will be found in Heavy Feather Review, Horseless Press, Poor Claudia, Powder Keg Magazine, The Femme, and others. He is editor and founder of Susan, The Journal. He writes and performs songs under the name Purbot. He is recording a new album called DNR, which his literary works have kept him from finishing. Is that correct, Nathan?
Yeah.
And find him online at NathanWadeCarter.com. And so, Ross, did you want, and we were going to switch off. Did you have a poem to start off with?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm going to have you. All right.
Okay, so this is called Angels or Guardian Spirits. Angels are passing away, belief drying up in a mud puddle's eye, reduced from a slick and rainbowed amoeba to the relenting blotch it'll spot a final blink from. Cap the storms drying down, farewell, thundered spectacle. Fine gray sheets washed air from air, insect itch in the hare's marrow bone. Angels are passing away, everyone. The wing's husk chops dry sound from sight, flies away and banks off knees not bent in thanks and sorrow. For they're passing away, these sweet and feathery dregs, lush tongued, are passing and passing away.
Ross, that wasn't from Book of Definitions. That's a new one.
It's true. That's a new one. Yeah.
So it's even, is that even from the three EPs or is it?
It's just, it's new. It's from nothing so far.
It's from something in the future.
It's true.
Okay. So, Nathan, you have a.
Sure. Yeah.
And you're, I might add, I didn't mention the both of your books that you were reading from at the reading I went to. Mm. The book, Ross, your newest book that's been published is Book of Definitions.
From Atomic Theory Micro Press, available now at Powell's.
And Nathan, you're probably going to read something from Roy G. Biv?
Not to start, but yes, many from, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Roy G. Biv is off of Ursus Americanus Press. You can also find it at Powell's, I think.
Mm-hmm. Both of them are found at Powell's.
This poem is called The Path of Totality, which is a phrase we all sort of recently fell in love with because of the eclipse, and I feel like you can only use it once, so this is my one time. Do I maintain this body facade, or should I nap? I had time for this once, but tripping on the activity of men has me limping. But more time for the sunset, or is it eclipse light again? Just a quick dimming and back to don't look at me. I have met those who would accept the total path of me, the place where you can remove glasses and fully look. Not as rare as we want, not as common as we hope. And all the crows silenced, all the crickets turned up, the drop in temperature, the rise in hollering, the corona shimmers, a door we walk through. I don't always want something to do, and so I say no to you. But there is more yes at the top of my ladder.
Hmm. I like that.
I like the...
Thanks.
The door you walk through.
Yeah.
So much awful poetry was inspired by the eclipse that it's nice to hear something good.
Thanks. Well, that was my fear, right? Another bad eclipse poem? We don't need that.
Oh, we always need more bad poetry, but that's good poetry.
Thanks.
I suppose I could read one from the Book of Definitions. So, I'm not going to explain this concept, it's self-explanatory. Charm, an action or formula thought to have magical power, for Jeffrey Newman. The air is as wet as it is electric, as funnels form from impatient clouds. My nights grow bored with light and subtlety. It is November. Plastic bags are banned in Portland. Paper cannot hold the yolks my dreams crack runnily into. Shell gives up a tornado of amnion. Get born, everyone. A tin full of paper clips, love notes, class pictures, a rock shaped uncannily like a dumb heart. Slick as fish or snot or soup, meaning is elusive, gray. But when you pin it, it will shimmer like a grackle, fanning and dancing the light into ecstasy. Just before sunrise, the city starts up with a buzz you could taste if your tongue were stone.
Hmm. It's cool to hear them because I read it recently when we traded.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, hearing is different than reading, turns
out. True. I'm glad you like it. I never read that one. I wasn't sure I liked it.
Well, perhaps, well, I guess I'm going to be stumble in and explain something which probably doesn't need to be explained, which is that every poem... Every poem in your book of definitions is the title is a basic definition.
Yeah, I solicited various friends and writers for favorite words of theirs, and then wrote poems based on their favorite words. I got the definitions from a 1908 vest pocket dictionary, most of them. So it was a fun project.
It's awesome. These guys stopped working for me, just so you know.
Oh.
That's fine.
They're uncharmed.
Yeah, they are not charmed.
Yes.
Do I just go?
Go and keep going.
You're ready?
We won't stop you.
This is from Roy G. Biv. It's called Non-Pearl Body. God's eyes are yellow. I peer into them in my celestial bed, the color of God. Heaven is yellow. The stars spell things whether we want them to or not, whether they mean to or not, whether it matters or not. Words mean things. I didn't think I'd need to say this very long tunnel, an electric light every so often. This underground bend through the mountain. My eyes get used to this dim. I have yet to connect enough dots to make a picture. I stay in bed for days, boring a hole in this spot. I am surrounding my foreign body in nacre, making my own iridescent mother and being her. I have this hard object within my soft tissue. My mantle has made something valuable. My immune response is beautiful.
Pearls seem to be a recurring image for you.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl and ocean. And
I know. I have to maybe stop. I try and make myself go into other imageries now, but
I hate to say it. I thought the imagery led somewhere else other than the ocean and the.
Good.
But that might have been my own pornographic mind.
No, I mean I had no idea.
Those naughty critics.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Okay, I'm gonna read another one. This is called Better to Live Well Than Long. This and the Angel one, there's a whole series of them. I found this old cursive handwriting workbook, and at the top of every page, yeah, there's like a sentence you're supposed to repeat over and over down the page, but instead I use that sentence at the top as my title and then just wrote a poem. So this one is Better to Live Well Than Long, which I thought was a little morbid for a cursive writing practice handbook.
Die young, kids. Just be happy while you do it.
Better to live well than long. Anthem in whose words death is softer. No sense drawing long what life's good as over. The richest sweet will make you queasy. Slim your wrist once you are starved. Spine's knobs will make you sharp-seeming, say, this here is a lasting someone. Palm will cup the topmost, twist. Flesh door thrown wide, hinged on spine bones inner, your ribs a sideways car hood shape, gaped, swung. Look, here, where clockwork's crazily typical, boring sameness gears will make of any given set of whens, provided they're, of course, the same. Indeed, this rhythmical natural law's so elegant that one's still one. Lungs are pillowed either side by the sweetest air can offer. All this frames heart's crazy thump until the beat does not.
Love that WH you got going. People make fun of me for pronouncing the H.
I find myself making the sound at the beginning of W words with no H.
Mm-hmm.
With.
Withering. Oh, Nathan, I was going to say, if the headphones are bothering you, you can take them off anyway.
That's okay. They're cutting in and out. They're in now.
Okay.
It's fine. It's easy. It's not my first headphone rodeo.
Picturing the events that a headphone rodeo would entail.
It's pretty dirty. on that note, this poem's called Kindling. It's from Reggie Biv. It's a little up piece. I was so burning around you, a log soon to shimmer ember. From the pit I emerge another log, a wooden bird, a whittled whistle wet. I am easy to catch fire. I move to wet country. I go from cougar to leopard. I stay wet. I sprout old man's beard. I am happy as a fell tree, no longer burning alive. All the witches before me, all the faggots kindling, prone and first to light, pressured to be hot and sprout volcanoes. Steal fire, drink blood, be done. I'm a new log put on top. I rest on the hot. I am singed and singing. The circle hymns to me. In the morning I am poured water on. An erased eruption. I am a trace not left.
I like that erased eruption. And I didn't know until you read it out loud, because I can't remember if you read it at the reading I went to. I am singed and singing.
Mm.
I read that as singed and singing,
which I like actually that too.
I think I misspelled that though. If I thought it that way, but
singeing. That's probably how you would spell singeing.
I don't know. Is it? It can't be spelled. Well, English is ridiculous.
I was a spelling bee champion, and even I can't tell you.
Mm. Yeah. Get off the stage.
I'm out again. The worst memory of my childhood.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. There's so many worse memories. Criticize your own writing. That's the name of a poem.
And a fact.
And a fact. Mind your own business. Criticize your own writing. Weak in spirit, a terror quivers him detectably. Gelatin knees, when he's called forward to pay tribute to his past self's shape, its meaning. Each moment's a scene, each has seen to date some novel monster. Even right now, we're dying to be. We drag through a drag of a day, drag these guts over a fine mesh screen, snoop gravel bits what snuck through. It's this grit's propelled the body past the blood, all flesh pitched from a high rock's perch into smush. This is not a lasting poem. This page folds itself. Less these words' deliberate sounds, more, hey, look, I'll skin myself. And only the hemorrhage of belly to loose. I've neither scenery nor solution to dissolve in. Stuck of a sudden, smack tragic dab in the center where all can jeer at and mock me. Produce is flung. Words peter out. If the poem's fucked, you can say anything.
Also true.
Wow, that last line obliterated what I was going to say. There was another line I was going to mention, and that just last line just got me.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
I love a good declarative in a poem where it's just like, fact.
Here's what's up.
And it could not even actually be a fact, but that's how it is in the poem. I really like it.
We don't have facts anymore, do we?
Not in the Trump era.
No, not in our current situation.
I mean, we have... Yeah, never mind. I like can't even talk about it.
There's one person in the room that is mature, and it's not me or Ross.
No, it is not me. Don't point that finger at me.
All right, fine.
Don't you dare to call me mature. I'm offended.
Bleep me. Well,
oh, sorry about that.
That's fine. Yeah, I know. I know what it is.
Okay, great.
Yes.
I knew it would happen at least once.
It's fine.
I shouldn't be here. No one thing. Invisible, unfuckable. Many fractions poured in this man-shaped vase. I am for sure full, but not one juice. Some kinds of wine fortified. I shouldn't be here. Right side up in the womb, cut out. But you can see me. And I will fight for my fringe family. Those unfitting, beautiful shapes. Or maybe the space we fit in is out there. I follow my gut. Full flora feeling. These Venn diagram energies, a star of circles, a mandala of us. There is nothing wrong with me, but if they can't fuck it, what then? Without us, the world is uncolored, untouched, unfilled. We will not stop being born.
Wow, I almost get that now.
Almost?
I think I get it now. I didn't get it before.
I don't know if I get it, so let me in on it.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe
no, I'm just kidding.
I'm probably just reading into it. I don't know. But yeah, I love that full flora feeling. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That alliteration.
A lot of F word alliteration.
Yep. It's a strength I possess.
Okay. So, this has no title. It's just laziness. I haven't thought of one. May the poem to come be a coitus for the tongue for one, Always knew this act or art was more like jerking off than not. To knot that tongue around round sounds like clout or amber clasts in courts. Elide a present tense too tense to merely be some trifling posy. We do well to not dwell long on long shots such as thoughts thought through to what's concluded when looking in. No light as daisies nod some, see, just heavy, knapweed's purple spots. Invades upon and overruns the native species the homespun wants. The body in orbit is escaping its parent. Ellipses give way to interrobang. What was the aim in spinning harder? Where did we hope to go? Boldly into the mistake now, our necks thrust forth and calling for the cut. Only the weeping eyes draw eyes intent on sapping sap. The poem that's been, the light grown dim, I only can what I do. So sopped dew wet as day comes on oncomingly, and encomium brimming the word cup I tip in a slip over one's own tongue to toast what light's been lit. All up and down a lifetime's length I run my eyes, eyes run down cheeks, alone now as only one who's loved and lost could know to feel. Tell me, do you feel one goddamned thing? Yes or no, my sympathies.
So good.
Thank you.
Another great last line.
It's important. And then all the other lines. This is a newish poem called Gift. My name means gift, the act of walking in water and carrier. And do we embody the obscure unused meanings of our names? Am I destined to give gifts of chopped wood and carried water? I learn how to hear what the echoes say, what I am shouting in the first place into the whole of my body. The mummified lovers of Pompeii were found to be two men, so the history books change the caption. Two friends embrace, no homo. The homo is erased, a corralling or policing of wrists men are not supposed to give, to surpass certain limits. You don't want coal, but you don't want to own the segmented geode inside. Be broken. It's pretty.
I love that.
Wow, I love that one.
That no homo caught me off guard.
That's the whole...
I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, I don't... That's not the true caption. No, that is... I'm pretty sure, let's fact check later, but I'm pretty sure they changed the caption. Instead of two lovers embrace or something like that, it was like...
Yeah, they...
Two platonic friends only.
For all the people who didn't read Plato.
We live in a culture of 12-year-olds.
at the oldest.
Being way too generous. Another untitled poem. One day is less than a milk cup spill. No sour stink left by time's hot rot. It is only everything, but spread your palm. Here's a flower. Beauty is a nameless light toward which we are ever fumbling. To name a thing is to create it. Creation is the cruelest love. Oh, you countless ghosts whom I have loved.
Did you read that one at our reading?
I did, and then I started crying in front of everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I felt good about that.
Okay, good. I know some people that are like, hate it when people cry in performances, and I actually sort of don't.
I agree.
I like it. Anyway, the end. This is called Vestige. It's sort of new as well. No stranger to loss, so every success feels big. Against such growing deficit, up to our ears in it. So celebrate the small carrots, less than last year. I follow one fast across the map. My relocation has me surrounded. Every angle is a good angle, but there are shapes we are attracted to, shapes we are familiar with. I push myself from it and drift. It gets smaller. It in the distance now. It lasted as long as it did. Return like whales whose legs are lost, diminished bones in our midst. I can put up with it. Felt loss of self-love. My hand hovers over what could be toggled. A command disguised as request. You were not straight with me.
So I'm going to segue.
Okay.
Do it.
Both of you have readings coming up, correct?
Yes.
I have no idea if I
So
do.
Ross Robbins, you have a...
I'm reading... Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. It's either the 18th or 19th.
How about I do some research?
Okay, I'm reading at the next Two Plum Press release party for Zach Schomburg's new book. Someone else has another book too. Wow, I'm doing a good job.
He has another reading coming up that's not about his book, does he?
I imagine.
I saw something weird. I can't remember what it was. It was a workshop.
Oh, yeah, he's doing an erasure.
Oh, that's right.
Erasure poetry workshop, yeah. Like, soon.
Yeah, that's
all right, exciting. So I got some research to do while the two of you read a couple more poems.
I don't have a reading coming up that I know of.
We should remedy that somehow, right?
So we should set up a reading that you don't know about to happen with you in it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I need help.
All right, well, I'll go. I will see what I can do while I'm on the computer over here.
All right, another untitled poem. Hello, I say, come wet the lip of a stone, skipped across the street to the courthouse, steps away there where fear and I collide, where 12 months now my name's written high above the law, awful gnaw in my gut, time ticks, shriek and pule of near misses, hits, angry mules, apple envy, a lunge, a hunger like daytime would never come again. I feel a peculiar instant rehash today and every day. The cops keep driving. I am not called to task, to stand at the lectern some years hence. This is how to abscond, gravely run a palm over brow above all. I do not hope to be redeemed. This, my dear hearers, is how I learn. Through my ears, my errors, my years in a flash of bad noise, bad feelings, crossed eyes, malevolent whispers. Guess I had a bit to say. To discern between my stubborn gut and a gavel's oak, well, souls slap a rubber beat, more wit than wood. I'd be truer to a cause not lusting after my own sad silence. I plead the fifth. The defense gets no rest. No use being subtle. I'm so alone. This time tomorrow, I will rewrite this ending.
I want whatever chapbook that is going to become, that little notebook that you have.
Thank you. I made it a little chapbook for myself.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm going to read one of the first poems I wrote for Roy G. Biv. And it feels really old to me, so it's weird to read it, but it's not. It's like new to everybody else, so... I've read books. I've seen the messy sea, foam like bathwater, cloud like dishwater, dark like heart water. My hair lifts like it's blowing, but we are just in this bar, and you're talking like you're an authority on everything, and people hate that. People don't want to feel inferior again. This got under my skin, a metal instrument, cutting my face from my skull. You will look so young. Please delete the shitting things that want to come out of your mouth. I love my aging face. Please love your aging face. I've read books. I've seen the messy sea.
I love that one, Nathan.
Thanks. I do too.
I mean, yeah, it's, well, I can identify with it.
I was just having a conversation with my husband earlier today about getting older and
It's strange to it's get a, so old.
It's a trip.
Yeah. I'm almost 35 and I feel like I'm 100.
Oh, you're young. Trust me, both of you are young.
I'd like to think so.
I've grown to love my aging face by now.
Good. Yeah, same. Learning to.
I'm just tired of the body falling apart.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's a weird combo of still feeling young and then not at all, sort of simultaneously.
And then like you jump down 3 steps at once and your ankle almost snaps. And
oh, God.
Yeah.
For example.
Yeah.
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 Tragic. Yeah, bouncing back takes a little longer.
Indeed.
It does.
Hangovers last for a week and a half.
On the subject of hangovers, one reading that is happening at this moment is Tony's Talking To. So there you go. One plug. Yeah, on the subject of hangovers. So if all of you want to go to it and join it, stay within radio earshot and listen to us and then and then join them and have a hangover lasting for weeks. That's what would probably happen.
Sounds amazing.
Daedalus Butz. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Nathan? Okay.
Yeah, I had a reading there with you. With Ross.
No, not Daedalus. What is this? Tony's Talking To.
Oh, I've never been.
No. It may have switched. It is at 1955 West Burnside Street. So it's Tony's Tavern. It's a dive bar.
Okay. Oh, cool. I love a good dive bar.
Yeah, actually. You'd liven up the place, both of you, actually. God. It might be dangerous for you, so I don't know. I mean, dangerous in the, destruction of livers. It
would be. We're both from Montana, so we understand.
So you can survive, actually. Daedalus Books is presenting Diana Saltoon on Wednesday, January 10th, this Wednesday at 7 p.m. And I think... I don't know. I wasn't.
That's the reading I'm going to be a part of right there. That January 19th.
Oh yes, you were able there to spy it. Two Plum Press IPRC benefit reading at 7 p.m. at the IPRC Independent Publishing Resource Center. And you're still reading at that, and you're reading at something else later in the month.
It's not scheduled yet, but there will be a release party for my new Two Plum book around the end of January, early February.
And my Facebook is very weird, so I have to promote this, even though it probably doesn't even exist. August 2041 has extreme human marbling.
Extreme human marbling.
Interesting.
On August 18th.
Is there a tame version of human marbling?
I don't even know if I was allowed to say that on air. And then it's something about asteroids in the details. I don't know if I want to know. But I was looking for... because there's events next month that are the beginning of the month. And usually Tony's Tavern usually is the first Monday of the month. And
I might have to check
that. Anything with asteroids, I'm in.
Yeah, well, that you have to wait till 2041, though.
Oh, the human race will be extinct long before then.
Yes.
We're doomed.
My ghost can go.
Yeah, our ghosts will show up to that.
Oh, I almost read something just now that I was going to have to sing for, but we're going to skip that. Kumquat, the fruit itself. There are, of course, layers upon layers. There is the fruit itself, the experience thereof. The two magnify each other in turn until a bright, hot spot begins to smoke. The anthill is sent into a panic, a leg flurry. I never ate a kumquat, cannot say if you peel it or swallow it whole like a carnival goldfish slurped on a dare. Later, you'd risk your first kiss by the zipper. Just then, the fireworks lit up the river. You looked out there where hairy men scurried the barge. Kaboom, you whispered, imagining death. Such a strange poem.
Do you still not know if you peel a kumquat?
I have since eaten a kumquat.
Yeah?
And I can't I think you eat it whole. Yeah, you eat it whole. That's right. I didn't peel it. It was disgusting.
They're really intense.
Yeah, I didn't care for it so much.
I probably could eat them more now. As a child, I was like, what is this terrible capsule of bitterness? With so like a sour. Cute name. Yeah.
I don't remember it being, well, I've only had it once and it was much later on. I don't remember being that bad. I couldn't handle artichokes.
I grew up with those, so they're super weird, but they're like, we're normal in my household all the time.
Yeah. I mean, and there are other ones that everyone hates that I hate too, like spinach.
Oh, I love spinach.
But it's because nobody cooks it right or does it right.
Onions should cease to exist.
I'm not picky at all, so I eat everything.
Yeah, and then papaya juice.
That's a no for you?
Well, it's weird. It tastes great, but smell it.
Okay.
Yeah, if you ever have papaya juice, smell it. It should make you nauseous.
Oh. Huh.
Or nauseated is probably the correct term.
I'm on board.
Yeah. But, so yeah, it's like, you know, it's what you get when you go to Tony's.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I think I've interrupted Nathan long enough.
It's fine. This one is called Yarn, and I think it's in the book. No one has kissed me in months. In mouths you will find tight lilies, never a gift. The easy cursive, my lips in a curse, the penmanship of disgust. I am curious with men and about them. I keep my distance, feeling around darkly. Let's kiss with our clothes on, let low libido flow, how it will. How ice builds its own structures, tines of history and feeling, the energy, the found mouth of presence. I rest my head into the side of an animal. I attend to each pill or fray. This woven thing is made from one long strand.
Let low libido flow. That's such a great line.
It's very satisfying to say.
It really, really is. I had to say it.
The penmanship of disgust.
Mm.
That was the segue line.
Yeah.
Into the libido.
Yeah. It's all...
It's wall one illegible. Long strand.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. I never connected that. Oh, God.
Sorry.
No, I love it.
Another definition poem. It occurred to me as I was sitting here staring at this book that I dedicated this book to my best friend in the whole world, Alexis, who lives in Montana, and I still haven't sent her copy of this book, and I should really do so. I'm so bad at going to the post office. It's
hard.
It's a nightmare.
Like, I think you have to leave the house.
You do. You have to go outdoors and interact with other human beings.
I think now is not a bad time. A month ago would have been a bad time to go to the post office.
No, we don't talk about a month ago.
Is that your next poem, Nathan?
It is now.
Maybe I'll write a poem too. My first poem in forever.
You should.
Write a poem about the asteroid thing too.
Yeah, well, it's. Yeah, I got plenty of time. I mean, I got till 2041 to do it.
Your homework is one poem in the next 40 years.
Yes. Or is it now 25?
Okay, good. I didn't graduate math.
Getting much older.
I didn't either. I probably got it wrong too.
On that note, rivet. A short metal pin for joining two plates, for David Blumenschein. If the joining together was the confluence of lines furrowed in an old brow, beaten eggs in a stone bowl, wired whisk away these several days until one was analogized. Cannons would, like wood, come bust these doors, little angry chains. A milk bowl's ring on porcelain. To smile is really nothing small, its ample heart, adhesive, stick. Thus stuck, we dimpled too, would sip the cup of kind white light.
It's making me want to read your book again.
Thank you.
What was that one called again? Sorry.
Rivet.
Rivet. Rivet. Riveting. What is that from? Riveting.
Oh. The Emperor's New Groove.
Yes.
Did you see that sky today?
Yes. Talk about blue.
Thank you, Kronk. Riveting.
Oh my god. That is one of my favorite movies of all time. And I'm very surprised because it's a cartoon and like from Disney and like I wouldn't expect that to be, but it's golden.
So good.
From the first second to the last.
Yeah. Every moment.
Okay, that's why we're friends. Okay. All right. Please forgive me. This year has been a lot. And it's only the 9th. This year has been a magnifying glass. The history of how we treat each other now recorded and replayed and reacted to. Click like, click save. Do not read the comments. This year has been unkind, uneducated, unbridled, ignorance, willful, blissful. The nothing has begun. The story will end in truth. Please forgive me. This year got my tongue, got me thinking, got me swaddled in yellow linens and keeping the blinds so no one can see in, but light can get in. This year has been overcast, hot, and dark. But I read today there's a place you can go to swim with otters, and it looks amazing and silly. And I think this is the cure, water and fur. Creatures who know how to hold hands, who have evolved to have a pocket for their favorite rock, a rock that opens tight clams. A creature who knows how to coax open a creature built to stay closed, a creature like me. This year has been a black pearl.
I went to the zoo last week and saw the otters.
Oh my god.
It made my whole life. It was amazing.
They're adorable.
They really are painfully adorable. I was squealing like
Everyone's like a little girl
just standing there seriously shrieking and all the parents are staring at me.
I think I would start crying.
I almost did. Or something. Did. It was amazing.
And so people would be like, Nathan, we have to go. They're closing. And I'd be like, no.
Stay with the otters.
I live here now.
I live here now.
Entropy, a measure of the disorder or randomness of a system. You must remain in your place. All order is cut up, crumples. I cannot prove my past except to say how moments hover in my mind. They could have been this morning. Flashes, 4 years old, beside a tree, the wrong torn wallpaper, my dad tearing me out of joy by my arm, his growl and breath in my face. The past is melting snow in a copper pot to wash a cut.
I didn't relate to that poem at all.
No?
It's like, oh, I didn't know I was going to feel that right then. Hmm. That was a joke. Yeah? Got it? Okay, good. Mm-hmm. My problem is that my tone for jokes is the same as my tone for being very serious. And so I sometimes... And then I don't know.
You're all right.
Okay, thank God. Okay. All right. This is called Hello. And it's, I don't write poems with numbers ever, but I have a writing group and my friend always writes numbers in her poems. And maybe this was some kind of an exercise. Anyway, numbers happened and I'm sort of embarrassed. No. So anyway, 1, the kiss of what I hide myself from. 2, from a distance, what can be seen as separate becomes 1. 3, my cracks still leak depending on what I'm exposed to. 4, recordings of light on the back of my eyes. I see things, echoes of sharp memory, struck against the atrophied parts of my grayest matter, the most undefinable, the most unfinished, the most misread. 5, mirror of skin, my face when we're talking. My deepening canyon, not yet an attraction or wonder of any world. 6, light will travel for years until something stops it. Hello. 7. God could never have made this. This is us. 8. Each pocket contains what we put in it and what finds its way.
So the book I have coming out from Two Plum Press, the 3 EPs, one section of the book is called The Mean Dream, and it's an erasure of a 1950s book on psychoanalysis and Freudian dream interpretation. And my husband told me to say it's a lot more fun and less pretentious than it sounds. So I did. I
you just erase the pretension.
It's true. Yeah. I neglected to bring any of that with me, but I think I can recite one of them. So this could either be really humiliating or it could be good. So from The Mean Dream, death is staring the dreamer in the face. Sometimes death is thought of as a moment without saying anything. Oh my God, I can't believe I just forgot. Huh. That's the whole poem. That's the whole thing.
It's a winner.
Thank you. There is another one that's really short. We'll just do 2 short excerpts. Disintegration forces the past to dream about the past.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
I'm excited about that.
That's why I never try to recite anything ever, because your mind goes blank. I sat here and recited the whole thing to myself in my head.
It's like the pressure. Like if I was at home, I could recite something, but absolutely. As soon as somebody's like, recite that, my brain's like, I don't have anything memorized ever.
I've never written anything.
I'm not a poet? No. An article. Oh.
You read an article.
I read an article that said forgetfulness is a sign of intelligence, and I was like, "Well, I'm a genius."
Wow! Where was the article from?
I just saw it on Facebook, and I forget. I think I posted it. If you want to go.
Oh, we forget.
Yeah.
Delightful.
Okay, Nathan.
All right.
Nathan Wayne Carter, you're ready.
Okay, thank you. This is called Cotton Candy Raccoon, which sounds like a Beatles song. All the working instruments inside me never asleep. I invent things when I cannot see them. I fill in space when it should be blank. I switch codes, and so I ride the wave of your face. How long can I hold that memory loop? When it fades, there is a grief. What I put in water dissolves in my hand. The gif in which the raccoon puts cotton candy in water to wash it and it disappears. And I am left with me again. The invisible feelings. My voice is rusty dust off. Whatever was settled is rising. This occasion has me waking. I think all my poems are just about memes.
You could do worse for content.
That's true.
Amethyst, a moderate to grayish reddish purple, for Evelyn Speer. As if this semi-violet glow, when the light angles in like a shoehorn, could similarly pry something worthy from me, well, we would call that light poetry. My purpled heart, I keep it good, as well I should. I could buy books and rub their pages till I goosebump, invite nervous looks, writing max when I mouth these words. Like a shark's dorsal fin cuts through small talk, through artifice, we need some similar shock. Fear can inspire the most naked talks. Show me the face you put on when you're honest.
I like that last line.
Thank you.
That's all I got.
I was just thinking of a face.
The face, my honest face?
Yes.
I'll show you my honest face.
I forget it.
You can't make that stuff up. There's a Sorry, never mind. I was going to make a joke about forgetting, and then I forgot it, which I think is the joke. This poem is called Seraph. I read this in front of a mixed age group once, and all the parents with children stood up and left after this poem. So I felt...
You are hereby warned.
Yeah, I think I felt good. Alter the script, sacred alphabet, sacred serif. I'm scared of the discharge of texting, inherent beam, easy miscommune, sacred dance of trying to get out the way and choosing same direction as your obstacle. Touching, never touched. They say I'm a catch. Let's leave fish out of this. Let's remove our titanic penis from the Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, Black, dead, Arctic. Footprint dance step diagram. The arrows. What is red on paper? Black marks. No exactness never shaped nobody. A gentleman, a heathen, I recede into my hairline. I reduce into a potent jus. We are paper waiting to be torn, cut, signed, folded.
I'm disappointed in the parents.
I know, right?
You can say that again. And again and again.
You are listening to Talking Earth. This is Patrick Picard. I'm here in the studio with Ross Robbins, who said you could just say that again just now. And I am. And we just heard from Nathan Wade Carter. And they're both going to have about a poem or two left to read before... Subhuman Intellect Theater takes over.
Patricide. This is Ross Robbins again. Patricide. Speaking of disappointment in one's parents.
Can't relate.
The act of killing one's own father. One. I raise a rock shaped like a cartoon teardrop. Bring it down hard, pointy end first, to plant it deep in God's golden brow. Light pours out like water on fire. Two. In the street, the mob is building statues just to tear them down.
Patricide. I wish I had a poem called Patricide. We should have coordinated much better.
We should have.
This is called Never. I am delicate, a succulent, arid, temporal, displaced, a burst of birds. I am delicate. Roots become unfollowable, become hair-sized, threads sewn through rock and loam and woven. A competition of lovers, antithesis of true purpose. The capillaries of my affection are amputated. I nervously fill space. When I am alone, I am quiet. Save singing, save telling the cat she's a good girl. Fish twist, a defense mechanism with no mechanic. Arc wanted. Let my gravestone read, never minded, never carried, never nothing, never not nothing.
One more?
I think one more piece.
Okay. Okay, one more. I can do that. Beloved, dearly loved, for Wendy Bourgeois. The poem is a wingless moth. Sticky gum of its body you smush against your face. Your feebleness, a skin on soup, is spooned into a paper sack. Sink into your dusty chair, stink of years of cells, a plume comes feathering the air around. Relax your bones. I'll read to you.
And Nathan Wade Carter, do you have one?
Have one.
Send us out.
This is called Unexplored, Unexplored. The studious ice shelf cracks knuckles, cracks books, nosedives, page waves, beluga narration. There is some amount of stone under this. There is plain water with pink fish with antifreeze blood. There are urchins inching. There is ice lightning. I vote to leave the unexplored unexplored. Let us not cultivate the world to death. Let us not write an elegy for the bees.
I'd like to thank our guests tonight, Ross Robbins.
Thank you.
And Nathan Wade Carter. And Ross will be reading at the
IPRC on the 19th.
On the 19th. And Nathan will hopefully get a reading soon. And they both have books you can find at local bookstores, Roy G. Biv by Nathan, and Book of Definitions and 3EPs will come out soon. This has been Talking Earth. You're listening to KBO Portland.
This is KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Scanner Foundation's 32nd Annual Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast on Monday, January 15th at 8:30 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on the River in Portland. This year, Nelson Senior Vice President of U.S. Strategic Community Alliances and Consumer Engagement, Cheryl Grace, will be the keynote speaker. Grace has been with Nelson for 13 years, and for the past 7 years has overseen the production of a report on Black consumers, and will speak about the power of the Black dollar. Again, that's the Scanner Foundation's 32nd Annual Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast on Monday, January 15th at 8:30 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on the River, 909 North Hayden Island Drive in Portland. More information can be found at KBOO.